بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, as we are aware, today being the day of Jumu'ah, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس, that the best day upon which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. Ulama explained that a believer on the day of Jumu'ah becomes elated, becomes overjoyed, becomes excited that this is the day for me to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for me to increase my profits. And Mawlana mentioned last week on the day of Jumu'ah a few sunnah practices for a person to earn thawab and reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we take a ghusl, we come early to the masjid, come on foot if possible, sit as close as possible to the khatib, listen attentively, not to fidget with our clothing or anything else. And then a person will get great rewards in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with this, ulama say the day of Jumu'ah is a day where the heart of every ummati turns in the direction of Madinatul Munawwara. That this is the day for me to show my appreciation, my gratitude, my shukriya to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. شمس الخميس إذا تغيب فزد في الصلاة على الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the sun sets on the eve of Jumu'ah, then now is the time for a person to increase in his salat, his salam, his durood upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That this is our greatest benefactor in this world, in qabr, in akhirat. We understand on the day of Qiyamah the scenes of terror, of horror that will unfold on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Quran says, on that day when a person will run away from his siblings, from his parents, from his mother, his father, when a breastfeeding woman will throw her child aside because of the fear and the terror on the day of Qiyamah. Some people will be in perspiration up to their ankles, others up to their shins, others up to their waists, others up to their necks, and others will then be drowning in their own perspiration. On that day, ulama say, our only salvation will be at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam already promised us, أَنَا فَرَطُكُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ, that I will be your forerunner, I will precede you, I will go ahead of you and wait at my house a kawthar for you. That my ummati will come and I will give him to drink such a drink that he will never become thirsty again. But then ulama explained that on that day there will be no contact to get to the front of the queue. We know in this world we have contacts. A person needs to get some official document and he doesn't want to wait in the queue. He has a contact. He has a number that he can phone. And very quickly he'll get his work done in dunya. But on the day of Qiyamah there will be no contact. And there the entire ummah, from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum right till the last human being, will all be waiting in line to get a sip of water from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say the only contact will be the durood that I sent in this world. The hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that those people who will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who read the most amount of durood and sent it upon me. So this is our opportunity, my dear brothers, on the day of Jumu'ah to increase in our recitation of durood sharif, that our hearts now become connected to Madinatul Munawwara. Murana Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahimahullah, one of our great ulama of the past, he wrote a kitab called At-Tariq ila al-Madina, the pathway to Madina Munawwara. And in that kitab, the foreword was written by Shaykh Ali al-Tantawi rahimahullah. So Shaykh Ali al-Tantawi writes in the foreword, he says, when this book was presented to me, the way Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadwi described the journey and his stay in Madina Munawwara, he says, my mind went back 30 years to a period of time where I was much younger, and myself and my companions had set off for Hajj, and we were en route to Madina Munawwara in those days, traveling in the desert. We had an Arab guide, a Bedouin with us, who would barely smile. He was always had a frown on his face. It was a very difficult journey, and the guide somehow got lost. He says, we were running out of food, running out of water, and the mood became very despondent amongst all of us. We didn't know whether we would ever reach Madina Munawwara or whether we would pass away in this desert. And he says, as we crossed over a sand dune, then those Golden words came onto the mouth of our guide. He said, هَذَا جَبَلُ Uhud. The day in the distance is the Mount Uhud. He says, when we heard this and we saw the Mount Uhud, how with renewed vigor and energy, we now began quickening our pace. And we began moving in that direction until finally we turned around a corner and we saw the beautiful green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us. He says, then our language changed from words now to the language of love. Now we began speaking by expressing and shedding our tears. That now we have come to the city of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every believer has that desire. And Allah take us over and over again. Allow us to present ourselves before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But ulama say, if I cannot present myself, at least my durood can be presented in the court of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيَّ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, the durood, the salat and salam of my ummah will be presented to me. This is our yaqeen, our conviction. As much durood as I can recite, so that when I do get a chance to present myself, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, already is familiar with my name. That this person has been sending these hadaya and gifts for me. A person from overseas sends gifts to our door every day or every week. Then won't we desire also to meet this person? I want to see who he is. When he comes also, I will host him. Because I know how much he has done for me. In the same way, we send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, even if we do not do it as a duty or as an obligation, but understand what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has done for me. Right now we would not have been seated here were it not for the efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The day of Jumu'ah, my dear brothers, let us make this intention. A few years ago we had a student who used to come home for to learn Quran Nazira. So one Friday I asked him that how much durood did you read today? And the reply he gave shocked me. Youngster, 13, 14 years old. He says, my habit over the last few years, what was taught to me by my parents. This is a normal working class home. The father is working, the mother is working from home. Children also are in school. He says, my mother's habit on the day of Jumu'ah, between Asr and Maghrib Salah, she would gather the entire family. We would sit in the lounge, mother, father, brothers, sisters, and all of us would compete and see how much of Durood Sharif we can read this week. This was a youngster. Already he had completed more than 1,000 Durood on that particular Jumu'ah. So there are examples in our time also, my dear brothers. Let us make this intention. One last incident and we'll terminate. Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah mentions an incident of a person who was a very evil person, sinful person. He used to break the commands of Allah. He passed away and his mother would see him in her dream very often in a very terrible condition, azab of qabr coming upon him. And then one day she sees him in the dream in a very good condition. His face is shining. The azab has been uplifted. So she asks him, what is the cause for this? So he explains that there was a person who came past the graveyard. He was also a sinful person. But when he saw our kubur, our graves, then something clicked in his heart and mind. He made tawbah, he turned to Allah. And at that point, he then recited Durood Sharif 20 times. And he sent the reward for the inmates of the Qabristan. And it is the barakat and the blessings of this, Allah has removed and uplifted the adab of qabr from us. So we can imagine if we will read Durood Sharif in our lives while we are alive, all our worries, our concerns, whatever else is plaguing us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that from us also. And more than that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become pleased and happy with us. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.